Let's learn a little bit Chumash. This week's parsha, parshas Emor. Emor el ha-kohanim b'nei Aaron, l'nefesh lo yitma b'yamav, the law of the kohanim. Now, in addition to the kohanim, at the end of the parsha, we learn this parsha very often. We learn this parsha on Pesach, the first day of Pesach. I'm sorry. Shor Echesef, we lay this on Pesach, this parsha, part of it, and we lay this parsha as well on Sukkos. Both day, I think we lay this parsha on Sukkos. I always forget which one did we lay it twice, which one did we lay it only once? It's only a few weeks ago. Shor Echesef, no, on Pesach it's only the second day Pesach. The second day Pesach, and we lay this laying on both days of Sukkos. And we lay in Parshas Emor. So we lay in this parsha four times. A major chunk of this parsha is read four times. Why? Because it presents all of the Mo'adim. It presents Eile Mo'adei Hashem. We know this in Kiddush, right? Eile Mo'adei Hashem. We start off with Shabbos. And after Shabbos, we jump into Pesach. And we read the Pesach. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Daber El B'nei Yishol V'yamarta Lehem Mo'adei Hashem Asher Tikru Oysam Mikroi Kodesh Elohim Mo'adoi Shabbos Sheishes Yomim Te'asem Olachu V'yam Hashvi Shabbos Shabbos Arun Mikroi Kodesh. Okay, Kom Olachu Lo Yisasu. And then we go into the next sugya. Elohim Mo'adei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh Asher Tikru Oysam Mo'adam Pesach. And then we read about the bringing of the Omer. And then we read about Sfiras Omer. And then we read about Shavuos. And then we read about Rosh Hashanah, and then Yom Kippur, and then Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres. And then we go back and we talk about Sukkos in greater detail, describing the mitzvah of the Dalad Minim and the mitzvah of Sukkos. Okay, and then late end of the parasha discusses the lighting of the menorah, which many commentators allude, they've said that this alludes to its nevuah, what will be one day the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and then we read about V'lokach the soiles v'yafiso oisa the shulchan, which some of the commentators said this is a nevuah alluding to the Yom Tov of Purim, which is all about life. Hi lo yal alechem levado yichye ha'adam. So we have over here in this parasha, a major chunk of the parasha deals with the Mo'adim, the festivals, the Jewish festivals. And to throw in, not only do we mention Pesach, and we mention Sfiras Ha'omer and Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, and the Shmini Atzeres, we also mention Shabbos Kodesh. But that creates a very, very big question. There is something that is omitted in such a magnificent way. It's mamish, Dnei Ochicha Tzayakim Elai Min Ho Adama. What has been noticeably snubbed, omitted in this week's parasha? Which festival is absent in a way that's just beyond belief? Rosh Chodesh. What happened to Rosh Chodesh? We start off with Shabbos. We then go to Pesach. We then go to the second day of Pesach. We go really, really deal with Erev Pesach, and then the second day of Pesach when we bring the Omer, that's Chol Hamoed, there's no Issur Melacha on that day, and Erev Pesach also there's no Issur Melacha when you bring the Korban Pesach. Then 14, 15, 16, and then we go to Shavuos, and then we go to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, and Shmini Atzeres, plus the mitzvah of Dalad Minim and mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. We touch upon every single biblical day of the holiday of the year, with the exception of Rosh Chodesh. What would have been so terrible to include in the Mo'adei Hashem Rosh Chodesh? It is also a festival, no? Rosh Chodoshim liyamcho nosoto zman kaporo l'chol told us some. There's Musafim, you bring a special set of korbanos. And it, you know, by the way, it's the first mitzvah in the Torah. So what happened to Rosh Chodesh? Why do we snub Rosh Chodesh? In Parshas Pinchas, when we go through all of the Korbanos, we do say Rosh Chodesh. We do mention Rosh Chodesh in Parshas Pinchas. So what happened? We say there we have Shabbos. Uviyoyim, we say Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and then we go to Pesach. We go through when we present the Moadim and we discuss all of the Korbanos. We have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, then Pesach. The biggest proof is that when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we lay in the two psukim of Uviyoyim Hashabbos, and then we begin Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor Tzaves Neshol. That's the tongue. That's the tummy. We meant we have Shabbos. Then we go into Rosh Chodesh. So what would have been so terrible for us to include over here in Parsha Semar a mention of Rosh Chodesh?
Because it's only talking about where Asim Malacha.
So okay, that's an answer. I accept that answer, but it's not a perfect answer because it says Mimocharas. It talks about the Omer in very great detail here in the Emor. It mentions the bringing of the Omer, Mimocharas HaShabbos, and from then you will begin to count Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. The bringing of the Omer is part of the holidays listed over here in Parashas Emor, and there is no Isser Melocha on the second day of Pesach. It's Chol HaMoed. According to the Torah, it's Mutter Lechatchila to do Melocha on Chol HaMoed. And that's one of the Moadim that is presented. Eilem Ode Hashem, and one of the Moadim is what you do on Mimocharas HaShabbos, and you bring the carbon omer, and now you count 7 weeks. So we do mention one day that's taka, there is no issur melacha. Okay, you want to tell me that's all really part of Pesach, it's mimocharas haShabbos, I accept, that's an answer, but I think the question is still a good question. There are many answers to questions, but if you look at the same sequence of Moadim and Parashas Pinchas, we do mention Rosh Chodesh, and here it's notably omitted. Why? Obviously, there's something very big going on over here. Now, one of the big mysteries when you read these psukim is, what's this Eile Moade Hashem? You make a very big deal about it twice. You start off with Shabbos, Vayidaber Bnei Yisrael V'yomart Aleihem, Moade Hashem, the festivals of Hashem, Asher Tikru'u Oysom, you shall call them Mikro'e Kodesh, Eilehe Moadon. These are the festivals. What are they? Sheishes yamim te'osim melacha. Okay, next pasuk. Eile, all over again. We repeat this expression. Eile moadei Hashem mikro'ei kodesh asher tikru'u oisam b'moadam, in their set time. A repetition, and then we go ba'chodesh harishon pesach. My high. So I think there's a lot going on. Ezra gave one answer, that most of the Moadim here, there's an Isser Milocha. You're not allowed to do labor. Whereas, Rosh Chodesh, you are permitted to do Milocha. Okay, and I try to say that's not such a great answer, because, I don't mean to put anything, say anything bad, but we mentioned over here the bring of the Omer. There's a lot of elaboration on the Omer. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yamata lechem kisro l'orit asher anino si lechem u'kitzartem es kitzira. That's part of the Moadim that is highlighted on the Moadim. The day we bring the Omer, it's a special day. The first day Chol HaMoed is it's a big Yom Tov. The first day Chol HaMoed is a very big Yom Tov, and that's a day when you're allowed to do Melacha. So if we're able to go make a big deal and spend so many psukim, including in the Moadim of the first day Chol HaMoed, when you're allowed to do Melacha, so why not also mention the 12 days of the year that we celebrate Rosh Chodesh? So what will you answer? There's a very simple answer you can give, another simple answer you can say is that all of the Moadim mentioned here represent the end, the Gemar. The end, the conclusion of an event. Shabbos Kodesh is the end of the week. 6 days, Sheshes Yomim Teyaseh Melacha, Uvayoyim Hashvi'i, Shabbos Shabbosoy Mikro Kodesh. It's the end. Okay? Pesach. And this is something which is worthy in and of itself, just for this answer. When you look at Pesach, what do you look at Pesach as? We look at Pesach as the ultimate new beginning, right? It's Geula, redemption. It's when the Jewish people began. Our nation has begun. It is the birth of the nation. Excellent. The birth of the nation. That's the way we always look at it. Really, if that's true, then what about Rosh Chodesh? The Rosh Chodesh is clearly a festival that represents the beginning. There's no element whatsoever in Rosh Chodesh of celebrating the conclusion. We made it through the month, and now we're going to celebrate the Gemar, the end of the month. We don't do that. That we do not do. When we talk about Rosh Chodesh, it always represents HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim Rishoin Hu Lochem Luchodshe Hashanah. It's called Rosh. So you yes, the Rosh Hashanah. Oh, so we're going to come down in a second. Yes, we're going to come down in a second. When we look at Rosh Chodesh, we look at Rosh Hashanah. I'll answer for that. Come in a second. Rosh Chodesh, it's called Rosh, and it's called Rishon. So Rosh Chodesh is a new beginning. All of the Moadim here are all called Gemar. Let me explain. Before we begin and we go on a long discussion of the Moadim, there is the introduction to the Moadim, and we use Shabbos. There is no shadow of a doubt that Shabbos represents the Gemar. Shavas Vayinofash, rested. Hashem worked for 6 days, He created the world, Shabbos is the end. That is the introduction to the Moadim. Sheshes Yomim Teoseh Melacha Uvayom HaShvi'i Shabbos Shabbosoin Nikro Kodesh. Kol Melacha Loi Sasu Shabbos Hi LaHashem B'chol Moshvoseichem. The introduction to the Moadim is Shabbos. It's not just Shabbos, it's teaching you a translation of a word. It's teaching you that whenever I'm going to use the word Shabbos going forward in our discussion, the word Shabbos means the end. You celebrate completion. You celebrate the conclusion of something significant. Because that's what Shabbos is. Now, this is a game changer. This we discussed not long ago, the Tzedukim, the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim had this mishigas, this obsession that Shavuos is always on a Sunday, always. Because it says in the Pasuk that when do you bring the Yomer? Mimocharas HaShabbos. And when it says the word Shabbos, Shabbos means Saturday. So Chazal said wrong. And we had a lively discussion one day this week. Was it this week or last week? A lively discussion going through to prove how they're wrong. We gave a whole collection of answers, all different, very interesting answers, to prove that the word Shabbos with regard to Pesach, all different types of proofs. The Gemara really presents three different sources to prove them wrong. And then we had other ideas that show they're wrong. Shabbos with regard to Pesach means, Shabbos does not mean Saturday, it means the first day of Pesach is called Shabbos. So what's the obvious question? So cut to the chase. Why does the Torah have to confuse us? Why does it have to say you bring the Omer mi Mocharas HaShabbos? Let it say you bring it on day two of Chol HaMoed. There are many other terms that the Torah could have used that would made it crystal clear that the Omer is to be brought on the second day Chol HaMoed. Why is the Torah defining the bring of the Omer the day after Shabbos? Why does it confuse us by calling the first day Pesach Shabbos? And the answer is the Torah is telling you a tremendous chiddush. Pesach is the end. We're brainwashed to think Pesach is the birth of the nation. Pesach, it's the birth of the nation, but it is the end, the accomplishment of the promise to the others. L'goy godol, lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimolatecha u'mibesavicha l'oritz ha'shareka ve'eseh oitzecha l'goy godol, a great nation. Pesach, the Torah emphasizes, Pesach is the end. Pesach is called Shabbos. The day after Shabbos, you bring the Omer. It's true, in one dimension, Pesach is the birth of Klal Yisrael. But in another dimension, Pesach is the finale. It is the goal. not for us necessarily, but for the avos. The avos were nomads. Hashem took them out of nowhere. He brought them, he took care of them, and he promised, I'm gonna make you into a goy godol. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, this was the formation of Am Yisrael. This is the Shabbos. It's just like Sheishes Yomim Ta'avoid Yosis Kol Malach Levi Mashri Shabbos Hashem Lekecha. Pesach, you've reached this moment. What's the whole Dayenu all about? Dayenu. Pesach is Shabbos. We start off. This is it. Just to leave Mitzrayim to be the Am Hashem, Shabbos. Pesach is a Gemar. Shabbosoin. And that's why it's called Mimocharas HaShabbos. Then, what do you do?
Can't you say it's the end of the Shiva also?
Yeah.
Yes, it's all part of it, but it's much more, that's too little, that's too mundane. It's the end of a mission. The Avos had a mission. Hashem promised the Avos to make them into an Am HaNivchar. That mission concluded with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now starts a new chapter of to go to Matan Torah. Okay, this starts a new chapter, a new world. But Pesach is the Gemara. Now, what's the next holiday? Shavuos. What is Shavuos? Shavuos. You'll count Mimochras HaShabbos. It's the conclusion. Ad Mimochras HaShabbos HaShavuos Tisri Chamishim Yom Vikraft Min Chadosh LaShem. Shavuos is the Gemara. Shavuos is Shabbosoin, because Shavuos, what do you do when you come to Shavuos? You know, it doesn't say the word Shabbos by Shavuos. Very true, I didn't realize that. I
don't,
right, it does. It's the end of the Sheva, that's the ultimate Shabbos. It's the end of the Sheva Shabbos. Comes to Rosh Hashanah, and this is very surprising. It does, at the end of Rosh Hashanah, Be'echod la'chodesh, yelochem shabosoin. You've been fooled. You think Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, is the new beginning? No, it's not. It's the end of last year. The Torah defines Yom HaKippurim as shabosoin. Yom HaKippurim, it's shabos shabosoin. It's the end of the end. There's a Yom HaDin, what you've done the whole last year, it's the shabos shabosoin. You come now we come to Sukkos. Ach, then we come to Sukkos. Daber b'chamishos yom b'chodesh ha'shvi hazeh, chag ha'sukkos, b'yom ha'rishon mikro kodesh kodol lozol shuvas yomim. Sukkos,
it's the end of the harvest.
It's the end, it's the chag ho'osif, the ending, but it's also the shabbosoin, the gemar, all of the mo'adim. There's a set of mo'adim. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. It's the gemar of all of the Moadim. How does the Torah define it? It says Atzeres. Eile Moadei Hashem. See, you can say it in a certain way. Atzeres. See, it doesn't call it Shabbos, and it's very interesting. Taka does not call it anywhere. No, it does. Here it is. Ach, b'chamish asay lachodesh hashvi be'aspachem es tivuas asode tochay goetzei chag Hashem shivas yomim b'yom harishon Shabbosoin uvayom hashemini Shabbosoin. Okay, so Sukkos the Torah also calls a Shabbos. So it's a gemar. Rosh Chodesh is not a Gemara. Rosh Chodesh stands out uniquely amongst all of the Moadim that it's purely looking forward. It's a whole new concept. All of the Moadim of the Torah, they all have a major critical element in their being the Gemara. The Torah begins. The Torah begins the Moadim by telling us there's something called Shabbos Chodesh.
How is Rosh Hashanah an end?
It's Yom HaDin. You're judged for your behavior for the last year or everything you've done until now in life. It's that you're reflecting back. It's the Yom Hadin. You're being judged. Your judgment is dependent on how you behaved last year. The Yom Hadin comes at the very end. When a person leaves this world, there's a din. The din comes at the end. And then the Yom Hadin HaGadol, Tchiyas HaMesim, it's an end. Din is comes at the end. It's true. Rosh Hashanah, there's a new outlook, a new year. But on the day of Rosh Hashanah, we are being judged for what we have done last year.
It's settling your debt.
What?
It's like settling your debt.
Correct. The Torah calls Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. Every single one of the Meladim, the Torah defines as being the end. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh cannot possibly fit into this series. Because Rosh Chodesh has nothing to do with the Gemara. Rosh Chodesh, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Hu Lochem Lechotche Hashanah.
It's Rabbi, we do say by Rosh Chodesh, Sofer Kates Lechotz HaRaseinu. There is an Indian of Sofer Kates Lechotz HaRaseinu by Rosh Chodesh.
That's Nusach Svart. That's Nusach Svart. And when it says Sofer Kates Lechotz HaRaseinu, you're saying that's not defining the day. That's not a definition of the day. That's just talking about Kibbutz Golias. I don't think that's a kasha. The Torah here in every... Okay, I hear what you say. Here, let's go further. The Torah here is...
No, I don't accept that.
I don't accept that. You look here in the words the Torah uses, the Torah defines every single one of the Moadim with the word Shabbos. And we begin with making that point. We begin with Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh clearly is the end. We then go to Pesach, and we call Pesach Shabbos, because the Omer is called Mimocharas HaShabbos. And then we go into Shavuos. Shavuos is the Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. We then go into Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, it's called Yom Ha'ri Shabbosoin. Yom Kippur Shabbosoin. It's the end of a year. And it's the Yom Hadin. When you come, it's defined as being Shabbosoin. Sukkos is the end of all of the Moadim. And the Torah calls Sukkos and Shemini Atzeres Shabbosoin. Rosh Chodesh is never, ever, b'chol ha'Torah kula, in any shape or form, called Shabbos. It's Rishon Ulochem. It's called the beginning. Okay, it's called the beginning. It's called only the beginning. Nothing other than the beginning. And that's why it cannot possibly fit into this mold. Now let me give you another idea. I think this idea is a little deeper. A little deeper, this idea. Shabbos, who makes Shabbos? Who is the one that decides when Shabbos is going to be?
Hashem.
Torah begins, Dabriel b'nei Yishol, let's see how the Torah defines Shabbos. It's defined Shabbos, Dabriel b'nei Yishol, v'maitel chem, Moadei Hashem. Shabbos is also called the Moed. What is a Moed? A meeting. Hashem meets us. He meets us halfway. We come to him, he comes to us. And the Torah tells Asher, Tikru'u oisam, you shall call them Mikrohe Kodesh. Now we go to all of the other Moadim. Eile Moadei Hashem. What is again a Moed? The other festivals, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, they're called days where we meet Hashem, Mikroi Kodesh. And here the Pasuk says something different. It says, Asher Tikru'u Oisam B'Moadam. When Shabbos, it says Tikru Osam Mikroi Kodesh. It's etched in stone. You shall sanctify them, but don't define when they occur. Don't define when they occur. They occur, they're Mikroi Kodesh. These are events. These are days that are defined from the time of creation as special days. And on this day that's already been predefined by Hashem, these Mikroi Kodesh, I want you to meet with me. The Moadim, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, it says, Eile Moadei Hashem Asher Mikroi Kodesh Asher, there it's a little bit different. Asher Tikru Osam Bimo Adam, in their set time. There's a change of expression which has a connotation that Hashem is giving Klal Yisrael the ability to decide when they should be. But even though Hashem is giving Klal Yisrael the ability to decide when they should be, Hashem is waiting. Hashem still calls them Mikro'eh, a meeting. The word meeting automatically means I'm coming also. The only difference is, I will come when you tell me to come, I'm coming no matter what. I'm on the plane. I'm on the train. I'm coming. What time will we meet? You define. But I'm coming. Shabbos, I'm coming to meet you 6 o'clock. You better be there. I don't care about your schedule. Shabbos, 6 o'clock is Shabbos. I'm coming to meet you there whether you like it or not. Pesach, I'm coming. I'm on the plane. What time will we meet? We'll figure it out. We'll figure out. We'll make some compromise, but I'm coming. I'm coming. Rosh Chodesh is not, Hashem doesn't come. I'm not coming. I'm not coming unless you invite me. Rosh Chodesh is all of these things. Eilem Moadei Hashem. Whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Yom Tov, Hashem is coming. It's called a Moed. Rosh Chodesh is never ever called a Moed. Why not? Moed means to meet. To meet means I want to come, you want to come. We have logistics that have to be sorted. When will we meet? Give me a Zman. Rosh Chodesh? Hashem has no plan to come. I have no plan to come. You want me to come? Oh, invite me. You decide the time and you extend an invitation. Now let's go back to prove this point. Rashi, first Rashi, Reb Michal Miller. This is his Rashi. He wrote the Rashi. Amar Rabbi Michal. I don't know what it says in your version, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. In my version it says Amar Rabbi Michal. Why did the Torah begin with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem? HaChodesh Lachem Rosh Chodashim Shehi Mitzvah Rishayna. What does the word Rishayna really mean? So you'll tell me it's the first. It's the first. It's not what it means. The word Rishon means it's the most important. It's the most significant. Echad, in creation, so the first day of creation is called Yom Echad. The second day is Yom Sheni. So all the commentators ask, oh, so why didn't it say Vayer Vayivoyker Yom Rishon? So Chazal give a very beautiful answer, is because on that day, there was only Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem did not yet create the Malach, and there was no one but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the only word you can use, the word Echad. Okay, that's...
Rishon means prime, it doesn't mean first.
It means Rosh, the head. What's the most important part of your body? Prime, your head. Your head. The reason why it didn't say, Vayer Vayivoker Yom Rishon, is because you know something? Shabbos is not the most important. Sunday is not the most important day of the week. The word Rishon means the most important. It doesn't just mean the first in a series. Rishon also means this is where all the action is. Rosh V'Rishon L'chol Dovar Shabbekidusha. It means the most important. Is Sunday the most important day of the week? Definitely not. It's the most boring day of the week. There's no one to talk to. There's no one to fight with. You can't even have a fight with a malach. Who are you going to talk to? The most important day of the week is Shabbos. Or maybe you'll tell me it's Friday when man was created. Or maybe you'll tell me some other Jewish. Sunday is the most important day of the week. Vayom Elokim Yehi Ar, Vayehi Ar. Yeah, so what? Who exists in this world to be Nene from the R, a Makabel of the R? You're going to tell me it's certainly not the most important day of the week. So therefore, the Torah cannot say, Yom Rishon. Rishon, it means the first in a series, but it also means Miloshen Rosh. Lohoya Tzorech Hatar Lahatzchil Ela Behachodesh Hazel Lachem Shehi Mitzvah Rishonah. Why do Rashi use the mitzvah Rishayna? It's the most important mitzvah. You know why it's the most important mitzvah? Because Hashem is on the sidelines. Hashem is completely out of the picture. And Klal Yisrael, they take the initiative. Let's make a decision when it will be the new month, a new start, and will then extend an invitation to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and look at his calendar and say, you know, on that day, I have to go to a chumash party for somebody, a Seder party, but you know something? Klal Yisrael, because you invited me to come, I'm going to cancel all my appointments. I'm coming. It's not a moed. It wasn't meant to be a day of meeting. It's where we take the initiative, set a zman, and invite Hashem. That's powerful stuff. That represents the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is not just to do what you're told to do, follow the rules. The purpose of creation is to give man an opportunity, to give man an opportunity to take a lead, to take a leading role in molding and shaping this world, and to invite Hashem to take a role where Hashem is in the back seat and you're the driver. All of the Moadim were passengers. The only thing that Hashem will grant us during the Moadim is, okay, you decide what time is good for you. Hashem says, I'm coming. Elam Moade Hashem. These are Hashem's appointments. That's how it begins. Eile Shabbos is called Moadei Hashem. Pesach is called Moadei Hashem. Hashem says we have a calendar. We must get together and meet. We must get together and meet. When will we meet? Well, Shabbos I will decide. Yom Tov, I'll let you a little room to decide when, but we're meeting. That's a given. Rosh Chodesh is not a moed. Hashem is not meeting us. Hashem is not planning to come. We go so far, we decide when Rosh Chodesh is, and we then extend an invitation to Hashem, come. We want to bring you a karban. We want you to bring down the Shechina. We want to make this day special. That's the most important mitzvah. It's not the first mitzvah. It is not the first mitzvah. There's Bris Milah, there's Gid HaNoshe, there are Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. How can you say it's the first mitzvah? It's not the first mitzvah of the Torah, but it's the most important mitzvah of the Torah. It's not a mitzvah where you're told to follow the rules. It's a mitzvah where you are taking the initiative, where you are in a leadership role, and Hashem is sitting back and watching and has nachas. Look at my people. They make decisions. They make decisions, and not only do they make decisions, they send me an invitation. Something I was not originally planning to do. It's an awesome day, Rosh Chodesh. It's not a day with an Isra Melacha. You know why? Because Isra Melacha represents it's Hashem's. You work on Rosh Chodesh because it's our day. Hashemayim, Shemayim, and Shemayim, they don't work. They only work on this world. This world, Adam, L'Amol Yulot. It's a world of toil and work. On a day when we work, it's bedafka you do malach on Rosh Chodesh. There's no davar ha'aved on Rosh Chodesh. No such thing. Rosh Chodesh, you work lechatchila, and yet you're working lechatchila. It's not a davar ha'aved. There's no excuses to not to work on Rosh Chodesh. It's a full regular work day. There's no I'm a halakha person. I don't work on Rosh Chodesh. There's no such thing. You work. Why? It's mamish, a day of man, where man decides when it's going to be, and man comes, he brings Hashem musafim, and makes demands. Roshei chodashim li'amchon zman kapara l'chol toldoisam. We demand of Hashem kapara. We demand zachreinu l'toiva, zachreinu l'chayim toivim l'sham. We make all these demands. Ufagdeinu l'vroch of Yoshin bo l'chayim. Oh, who told you? What are you doing over here? It's the mitzvah rishona. It's the most important mitzvah, not the first. And that's why it has absolutely no place in Parshas Emor. Because Parshas Emor are mo'adim that Hashem has decided we have to meet whether you like it or not. You don't have a choice. I'll only give you a choice to decide which restaurant and what time. But we're going to meet whether you like it or not. Rosh Chodesh, it's purely our initiative. What do Chazal say about Kiddush Levana? Kiddush Levana is an extension of Rosh Chodesh. Ilu loy zocha lahakbil es pnei avim shebashman pamachas. Dayon. I've got the whole list. We say this in the Kiddush Levana. And there's a whole machlis. Some say even once in your life. once in your life, once a month, once the whole, being makabel the levana, which represents the new levana, the new chodesh. Where did Chazal get this language? Ilu lo zocha Yisrael elu lahakbel pnei avim shabashmain pamachas b'chodesh, pamachas b'shona, pamachas in your life. Dayenu. Where do they get this from? What? What's the big deal? What's the big deal? You makadesh the levana. So you makadesh the levana. You put on tefillin. You put on tzitzis. You shake a little vinesruk. What's the big deal? You makadesh the levana. Kabbalah aspnei hashchina. Everything that you do is kabbalah aspnei hashchina. When you say Shema Yisrael, you makabel omalcha shemaim. What's the big deal? You know, it's a very big deal because it's the mitzvah rishona. It's the most important mitzvah. Why is it the most important mitzvah? Because it's not in the parsha of the Mo'adim. The parsha of the Mo'adim is called the Mo'adei Hashem, the meeting times of Hashem. Hashem says, we will meet whether you like it or not. Shabbos, I will decide what time. Yom Tov, you will decide what time. But it's not negotiable if we will meet. We will meet. Rosh Chodesh is Hashem, we're inviting you to come and meet us. And the Levon appears. Hashem has come, Hashem has come, due to our initiative, our calling. That's unbelievable. That's what this world is all about. Where you take a leadership role in molding and shaping this world. Torah Laba Shemayim. Hashem created this world that we should finish the job. We should mold the world in Hashem's image. That's why the whole Dvar we're getting over here is not what it says in the parasha, what it doesn't say in the parasha. Okay, I want to tell you another quick idea. You lay this idea on Rosh Chodesh, on the Mo'adim. You don't start from Eilu Mo'adei Hashem. There are so many psukim over here. What would be so terrible on Pesach and Sukkot if the Kriyas HaTorah would begin with Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe l'mor Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'machal lehem Mo'adei Hashem? We don't do that. What do? We always go backwards. Shor. We go back to Shor oy chesev, oy eis ki yivoleid, vehoyo shivas yomim tachas imoy. You have to wait 7 days, and on the seventh day, umiyom hashmini nivaholo yiratzel likarban ishel Hashem. What's the next halacha? Oy soy v'yes b'noy loy sishchatu b'yoy mechad. And the third halacha? Carbon taida, bring carbon taida, loisosidu, when do you eat it? Bayoy mahu yeochel, loisosidu mimen wad boiker. We begin the Mo'adim with three mitzvahs that seemingly have nothing in common. They're korbanos. The only common denominator of the three things that we learn about is zman, an unusual halacha relating to time. And not only time, what really is telling you is patience. Patience and zrizus. What's the first halacha? You have an animal. Animal is born. So let's bring it as a carbon today. What's right away, we'll bring this as a carbon. No. Patience. Wait 7 days. On day 8, then you can bring the carbon. Patience. What's the second halacha? Oisoi the espino. You can do one now, but the other one, you gotta wait. So I'm letting you do something now, but even when I'm letting you do now, control yourself. Wait for the other one. Oisoi the espino. Loi sishcha tu biyamecha. What's the third halacha? Once you get used to waiting, 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 so maybe you'll just wait forever. You bring a carbon toida, do not delay. Ordinarily, a carbon shalomim, how much time do you have to eat a carbon shalomim? 2 days to eat a carbon shalomim. What is the only exception? Carbon toida. Don't get carried away. Don't get into a mode of just, okay, the Torah wants me to delay, I'll delay everything in life. I won't eat my carbonus on time either. No. Zrizus. Zrizus. Toida. Quick, 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 quick. 1 day. There are three halachas that serve as the introduction to the Mo'adim. Number one, wait. Number two, even when you're engaging in something, I want you to do what you're supposed to do, but I want you to stop also and wait to finish it. Number three, I want you to, whatever you do, do it right away. It should be completely achieved in its zaman. Why do these three particular mitzvahs serve as an introduction to the Mo'adim? So it's very interesting, because that's exactly what they are through. They are shalosh. They are. That's exactly what the Mo'adim are all about. What is the first? What is Pesach described? Pesach is a long wait. It's as we said, Mimocharas Hashabbos, specifically with regard to the Omer, the Chodosh. In Pesach, the Torah makes a very big deal. Pesach and Shavuos. Let's put it in one big package, because that's really the way it's presented to a very large degree in Parsha Semar. You start out on day one, you bring the Omer on day two, and then you wait, and then from there you begin to count 7 weeks until the Shavuos to bring the Shtei Halechem. There is an enormous degree of waiting. Wait, patience. You have in front of you, it's already from Purim time, the grain, the barley, the food is blossoming in the fields. Blossoming. So I want to eat it, I'm hungry. I want to go into the bagel store and buy a bagel. Sorry, there's a shortage of flour. We don't have flour. All the flour that we have is this year's crop. It's Chodosh. You have to wait until Pesach. We have nothing left from last year. You have to wait. Oh, Pesach has arrived. The bringing the Omer on Pesach is equivalent. Shor oicheset ki yivoleid v'hoyo shivas yomim tachas imo. Wait. Uvayoyim hashmini yeirotze. We're desperately waiting to eat some fresh bread. Gotta wait. You gotta wait until Pesach. Okay, now we can, but in the Beis HaMikdash, they still have to wait. In the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to bring a mincha, a meal offering, from Chodosh until Shavuos. Wait. You have to wait. What's the next Mo'adim that is presented? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They're like twins. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are interrelated. I don't have to tell you that. Shoot them, they're twins. They're like twins. Rosh Hashanah, the Yomim Noiroyim, everyone, I don't know if they're self-explanatory. They're different, they have a different avoida, but they're part of the same team. You're dealing with Yom HaDin. There's a Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah, there's the Yom HaDin of Yom HaKippurim, there's not a Shir Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and they're two parts of the team. You know what this is? Oy soy the es binoy, loy sishchatu biyoyin echo. You can't accomplish the mission in one shot. You have over here the mother and the child. You want to bring them as korbanos. You want to elevate mother and child. Okay, you want to elevate the mother and the child. You want to elevate the mother and the child. Do it in one shot. Wouldn't the person be very happy? We should just have a combined Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat. No eating the whole day. You blow shofar. You go to Tashlich. And you say a very long Musaf. The Musaf of Yom Kippur is very short. The Shtul Shemona Esrei. Rosh Hashanah, it's massive. So we'll have the massive Shemona Esrei. And we'll have the massive Chazor Sashas of the Slichos. We'll say Slichos. We'll take the best of both and morph it into one day. Wouldn't that be a nice idea? So think about that. Why not? On Rosh Hashanah, we'll blow Shofar, we'll fast. We'll have the long Shmon Esri, the long Chazor Sashas. We'll have Ni'ila. We'll morph everything into one day. No. Oisoi the es binoi loy sishchatu b'yoy mechot. There's a mother and there's a child. There's two animals. You want to elevate them. You want to bring them close to Hashem. No, no, no. You can't conquer the world in one day.
Why don't we have Shmi Atzeres and Simchat Torah?
Oh, now we come. What do you mean? There's only Shmi Atzeres. Simchat Torah is not that's not a biblical holiday. Simchat Torah is a custom. It's a modern custom. It's only 400 years old, Simchat Torah. What is Sukkot all about? Sukkot is all about Uvayoyim Hashmini Atzeres Tiyelochem. It's over. The Atzeres, it's an ingathering. The only place that it says Atzeres by Shmini Atzeres. What's the third halacha? Toida. Bring a carbon to, but eat it now. By Yom Hahu Yeochel. Loi soisiru mimenu ad boiker. You gotta get it done. It has to be contained. Sukkos is a yomtiv of containment. You have Sukkos, and then you come to Shmini Atzeres. What is Shmini Atzeres? It stops here. Don't let Sukkos, it's not a wild religion. It's not Sukkos the whole year. Uvayoyim Hashmini Atzeres. Red light, containment. That is carbon toida b'yoyim ahu yiyochel v'lo yisosinu mimenu ad boiker. So when the Torah presents the hakdama to the Moadim, it's preparing us, giving us three mitzvahs of zaman, and it's preparing us for the three, for the Moadim, which the Moadim are all related to zaman. The first is Pesach and Shavuos, it's all about wait, patience. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, don't try to conquer the world in one day. Shmini Atzeres is contain the Zman. It doesn't go on forever. Atzeres Yelochem. Bayoyim Ahu Yelochem. Okay, to conclude, short last vart. This Sunday is what? It's Pesach Sheni. Okay, Sunday is Pesach Sheni. We spent a lot of time learning about Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, we don't say Tachlin, the whole Klal Yisrael celebrates Pesach Sheni. And it's a pillar. It's mamish, a wonder. Why does the entire Klal Yisrael celebrate Pesach Sheni? What's the reason why the whole Klal Yisrael celebrates Pesach Sheni? It's a Yom Tif for the Tanaim and the Rechoikim. These are people that are not where they're supposed to be. Okay, so you know, today, you know, we live in a world, Baruch Hashem, in America, there's a theme of inclusiveness. There are people who are unfortunately, they're not, they're people that have disabilities, people that are behind. It's a tremendous chesed that we include them in everything. But they're not the majority. They're not the majority. Just because in the community there's one person that has a unique situation doesn't mean that every single bathroom in the whole New York City should be for everyone. It's absurd. Absurd. There are yechidim, there are individuals who have special needs, and they're accommodated in an incredible way. But they don't become the standard for society. Society is the society. If there are 3% of people that fit in this category, live in a Medina Shel Chesed, you accommodate them. But they don't become, you don't give the world the impression that it's 100%. So why do we celebrate Pesach Sheni? The people who need a Pesach Sheni are problematic people. They're problems. Why were you Tameh? You shouldn't have been Tameh. You should have done everything in your power to bring the Karbon Pesach. It's kores not to bring the Karbon Pesach. A very teeny percentage. So, just so, and why were you not here in Eretz Yisrael? Why were you in Rochik? What's your excuse? All right, you have an excuse? Okay, we will accommodate you to a very large degree. We'll give you free tickets. We're going to give you free hotel accommodations. But does that mean that the whole Klal Yisrael has to celebrate Pesach Sheni? It doesn't make any sense. Just like in America, it doesn't make one bit of sense to any thinking person why the entire country has to have an appearance that they are who they are not. There are a very small segment, estimate between 3% to the most 5% of people that live with, unfortunately, certain conditions, certain situations, however they got there, whatever it means, and 95% of population doesn't know from these things, and you walk in the street, you would never know. You would think it's 100%. 100% everyone has to have attached to the name, you know what? Everyone has to do this, has to do that. If you open up your mouth, you say the wrong thing, you're fired, you're censored, you're a racist, you're canceled, you're racist, you'll be put away in prison for the rest of your life. Absurd, literally absurd, unreal. There's something called the majority. You live with chesed, you bend backwards to help people who have a different situation. So why is Klal Yisrael celebrating Pesach Sheni? It's no different. The people who are celebrating Pesach Sheni are problematic people. They're Tameim and they're Rechoikim.
And nowadays it's everyone.
No, it's not. Everyone celebrated Pesach Rishon. Everyone made a Pesach Seder. Anyone who made a Pesach Seder this year doesn't need a Pesach Sheni. Anyone who ate Afikoyman this year did everything that is required of you. So there's nothing to talk. What is Pesach Sheni all about? So no, there are people who were not able to eat Afikoyman on Pesach Rishon, so they have Pesach Sheni. We will accommodate them. We will do everything in our power. But the whole Klal Yisrael shouldn't say Tachnun. The whole Klal Yisrael should be eating matzah and celebrating Pesach Sheni with the Tameim and the Rechayim. When you eat the matzah on Pesach Sheni, so you someone will say to you, why are you eating matzah? You're eating a kazayis matzah, lezecha, the carb, the Pesach Rishon? Oy, oy, oy. Where were you on Pesach Rishon? Were you in the hospital? You incarcerated? What? When you, when someone is eating matzah on Sunday, you're making a statement. Do you know that the night of Pesach, I did not eat the afikoman, and I fell asleep. I was in prison. I was, Rachmana Litzlan, I was in the hospital. Really? I'm so sorry to hear that. No, I know. I ate the afikoman. So if you ate the afikoman, why are you eating the afikoman now? What are you doing? You're commiserating with the people that Rachmana Litzlan were not able to eat the Pesach Rishon. People that had grace at Tzaris. That were Tameim, Rechoikim, and relatives that were sick. They had to be in the hospital with them. Or they were in the hospital. Or they were in a very... You're commiserating with them? Really? Really? So you're gonna change your whole life. You're going to become a different person because of Yechidim? Where do you draw the balance? What's going on? So I came across something which really blew my mind. Whose fault is it that there's a Pesach Sheni? Think about this.
Moshe.
No, whose fault?
Yosef.
No, Yosef. Because there was never meant to be, there was never ever meant to be a Pesach Sheni. It was not part of the divine plan. If you go to Hashem in Maaseh Bereishis and you say Pesach Sheni, Hashem will say to you, what are you talking about? Pesach I know about. Chanukah I know about. Hashem will say to you, Pesach Sheni, what are you talking about? It's only because of a bizarre circumstance. Vayihiyu anoshim asher hayu tameim lenefesh adam.
But the other Shatim also took out the
Yeah. Doesn't say in the Torah explicitly, the Medrash. Doesn't say it explicitly. Itchem, it talks about Yosef. The Gemara asks, who were these people?
Right.
The one that the Torah highlights, showcases, is Yosef. They were carrying his bones. It's almost like a conspiracy theory. Oh. Okay, let me, is the Yosef, the, why did Yosef demand that he should be taken out of Egypt? What does he care? Yeah, he'll be buried in Egypt. What's the difference? Yosef wanted there to be a Pesach Sheni. Conspiracy theory. Okay? It's obviously, what I'm saying is obviously wrong, but it brings out a point. Right? It's obviously wrong.
No, it's very good.
Yosef, it's a conspiracy. I'll tell them to make a shvuah. I'm telling you nonsense now, but I'm trying to bring out a point. I'm telling you, I'm making you make a shvua, take out my bones, because I know there's going to be a Pesach, and I want some people here in Klal Yisrael to be tamei because of me, and they're going to go to Moshe, and they're going to say, Moshe, lama nigara, zelo fear. And Moshe, I know what's going to happen. Moshe say, uh-oh, we got a problem here. And Moshe is going to go to Hashem. Hashem, we got some people here that are really, they're crying. Okay, give them Pesach Sheni. So whose fault is their Pesach Sheni? Who really gets credit for Pesach Sheni? Yosef.
How come the bones were so long? It took them a long time to take the bones. He should have been buried right away.
No, they were in the desert for 40 years. They were carrying him for 40 years. They buried him, wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael.
No. The Egyptians forbade him to be buried outside of Israel.
Yosef is the cause. It's his holiday. And let's understand something. Yosef was an outcast. They wanted to literally murder their brother. V'yato l'chuvin nahar gehu. He was... Yeah, this guy Joseph, he's a tomei and a rochik. He's tomei. He's an avarion. He does averos. Who know what he does with this guy Yosef? He's a rochik. He's off the derech. Yosef was an outcast. He's a tomei and a rochik. Get rid of him. Lechu v'nahar gehu. Let's eliminate him. That's what that was Yosef. There's the Klal Yisrael, the Shiftei Kah. Yosef is always psoilas, right? There's always every grape has a pit also you throw in the garbage. Psoilas. Now, what happens? They come to Egypt. Who saves their lives? Who sustains them? Who does everything for them? Yosef. Yaakov dies. And what do all the brothers do? They come to Yosef and they say, Ono, so no lefesha achecho. Avol Hashemim anachnu, alochinu asheroinu etzoras nafshei. The day came to realize that the Tomei and the Rochik, this person that they, psoilas, the Tomei and the Rochik, avol Hashemim anachnu. It's our fault. We're wrong. We were dead wrong. They said those words, one of the most powerful words in the whole Torah. Avol, the truth is, Hashemim anachnu, we are guilty. Asher reinu es soras nafsha b'schanan v'loy shamanu. And then they come, they bow before him. Ono, sono, lefesha achecha. We sinned. Guilt. That's the answer. If we were now responsible for the Temeim and the Rechoikim, then there's no way in the world we would be eating matzah on Sunday. There's no way in the world you'd even know it's Pesach Sheni. There are people out there in the world that have problems. Okay, everyone has problems. Everyone got problems. You have a problem, I can match your problem with my problems 10 times over. Sunday, if someone was not able to bring the Korban Pesach, because he was a Tomei or a Rochik, it's your problem. I'm not going to celebrate. Do you know how we celebrate on Sunday? Because on Sunday we acknowledge our guilt. It's a day of guilt. We're responsible for your problem. You have a problem, you were Tomei or Rochik. You know why you're Tomei or Rochik? It's because we didn't care about you when your problem first started. Sunday, Pesach Sheni, it's the day when Klal Yisrael says, Avol, Hashemim anachnu, Alochinu asheru'inu tzoras nafshei. The fact that in Klal Yisrael, there are Yechidim who are Tameim and Rechoikim in its homiletic sense, not just in this, that guy, whatever, he tripped on a dead body on his way to bring the Korban Pesach. A guy was driving and he took you know, the ways told him to make a left and he ended up in the cemetery. Okay, that's the pshat, but the drush is, there are people out there in Klal Yisrael who Rachmanu Litzlan are gone. They're the Temeim and the Rechoikim. And the reason why we all celebrate is because the same way all of the brothers at the end of the day, they said, Yosef, it's his problem, it's our fault. Avol Hashemim Anachnu. We're guilty. We commiserate on Sunday with all of the Temeim and the Rechaikim. We acknowledge that the fact that in Klal Yisrael there are Temeim and Rechaikim, it's our fault. And the Mela, we all don't trust, okay, this 3%, right? 3%, no. It's 100%. We may have eaten the Afikomen, but why didn't this guy on the night of Pesach? But we are guilty, why didn't he eat the Karm Pesach, the night of Pesach? And therefore, on Pesach Sheni, we have to eat it to remind us, Avol Hashemi Manachna. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, good Shabbos.